C'est l'heure de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Este sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Este about speculative fiction and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It could be science fiction or fantasy, horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Este. I love to read and I love books, and I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I'm talking about Hater by David Moody. Hater was first published by Gollancz Books in 2009, and today it's all about the apocalypse. Now, Hater starts off with a bang. Simmons is an average middle manager on his way to work as usual when he spots an old woman in the commuter crowd. But there's something about this woman. Simmons just can't let her go. He has to stop her. He forces his way through the crowd, grabbing the old lady and slamming her head against a shop window. Passers-by try to stop him, but Simmons can't stop. He takes his umbrella and stabs her over and over again. Danny McCoyle is a council worker. His job is boring, his supervisor is overbearing, he's broke, and he has three young children at home. Getting to work on time is a real struggle, and today seems like any other day, except for witnessing the man attacking the old woman. But as the days pass, the violent attacks grow more and more frequent. More than your usual town violence on a drunken Saturday night. People are randomly attacking each other. No links between the crimes. Everyday people turning into mad killers in moments. Now Danny witnesses other incidents, like a fight in the local pub, and watches the media coverage unfold when he gets a chance to wrangle the TV away from his kids. And he's cynical at first, until the attacks become all too frequent. The media starts to call them haters, and everyone has the potential to become a hater. Your workmates, your wife, your father-in-law, your children, you. Paranoia starts to spread, and Danny is afraid to go to work, to leave his house, and then starts to suspect his own family. No one seems to be immune. There's no cure, and the government has no idea what's going on. Hater is a fast-paced apocalyptic thriller showing the downward spiral of an ordinary bloke with an ordinary life as the world goes mad around him. Danny is lackluster, he's probably mildly depressed, and he's not your average thriller hero. He whinges, he lets people down, and he's scared of his boss. But this makes Hater all the more realistic. This seemed like an apocalypse in the real world. A few fights in the city turning into a countrywide epidemic of violence. The story is broken up into short vignettes of hater attacks, or alternates with following Danny as he reacts to the disintegration of his life. The vignettes are violent and really in your face, and I imagine many men would cringe at one of the scenes involving a doctor, a scalpel, and a vasectomy operation gone wrong. The writing is really fast-paced and the plot rockets along. I sped through this book in less than a day. Danny is a thoroughly unlikely hero, but realistic. He's open about his disappointments in his life, his problems in his marriage, and his increasing paranoia. Now, I'd just like to reinforce, while it might sound like it, and there are similarities to 28 Days Later, the film, this is not a zombie book. Aside from the violence, there's no transformation into supernatural beings. But somehow this makes it all the more chilling. The Hater is the first of the series. Other titles include Dog Blood and Them or Us, plus there's a prequel called Everything and Nothing. And like many other of the books that I've reviewed this year, there's also a movie in the works. So if you like everyday life dissolving into chaos, random violence, everyday blokes as heroes, cheeky children and crackingly fast-paced plots, I heartily recommend Hater. for listening to Madeline's Speculative Fiction Review. I hope you've enjoyed my review today. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at nde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. Or please get in touch if you have any book recommendations that you'd like me to read. And until next time, everyone, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver à 2h du matin, les lundis, mercredis et vendredis, spécialement pour nos auditeurs internationaux, et à midi, les mardis et jeudis. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays at 2 a.m. CET, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12 p.m. CET.